Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays, and now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It may be a fateful decision, Lee. Ralph Norman telling the state newspaper that he's not going to go negative on Darlene Graham. He's going to focus on positive message, and it's going to be, you know, about his record,
right?
Of conservatism. And if you look at his record from Heritage Foundation to Club for Growth to CPAC, which is the gold standard. I think Ralph Norman's worst year CPAC rating was 98% conservative. I don't know what the other 2% was, but I don't even care to find out at this point. Yeah. And you're looking at this. He says he's just going to focus on his record. Meanwhile, the state's getting bombarded with ads. And it's interesting as I watch the comments and I have some people saying, well, I don't know if I'm going to vote for him. He's a rhino. And I'll go and look, where are you in the state? Like, where do you live? Like on their social media, like I look at the comments and it's always out of the coast or it's on the other side of Columbia where people can't hear us. And they're getting hit by these Democrat ads. And Lee, I don't know. It's just me. I mean, I've been watching politics for 20 years, used to run statewides up in North Carolina. I have never seen this level of open, not hiding it, Democrat support in a Republican primary.
You know, you were talking about the Invest for Tomorrow thing being by Mr. Mates there. Yesterday, before we even got off the air, I had a text message from them with that ad, you know, that attack ad on Ralph Norman.
You mean the one that came from the
Invest for Tomorrow?
Yeah. It's that's
very same one. Yeah.
What really burns my butt about it, Lee, I mean, just really chafes me, is two things. Number one, she won't condemn it. She will not tell them to cease and desist. I don't want Democrat help. She's fine with it. And there's no way she doesn't know now, okay? There's no way. I mean, he confronted her on Newsmax during the debate, right? Yeah. There's no way. Assuming the staff didn't tell her the Democrats are funding a lot of the attack ads on her behalf, trying to take out Ralph Norman. Come on. What person, upon finding out from Ralph Norman that Democrats have put $1 million into electing you, doesn't get on the internet to find out who these Democrats are? No, I have no curiosity. I don't know. Sure. Okay. Whatever. But what really, really just chaps me is, as the state newspaper has now pointed out, and again, they're running, what, a week behind us? Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, the state newspaper, so mainstream, big mainstream daily here in South Carolina, probably the mainstream daily in South Carolina, serves the whole state, reporting exactly what you just said, that Tom Matzy, I don't know how he says his name, the Democrat, has admitted, yeah, I'm trying to defeat Ralph Norman because he won't support the Green New Deal climate change subsidies. I'm trying to punish him. Again, go look at my X feed. Go look at my Facebook page. I've got screenshots of this guy's Twitter where he admits he worked to elect Kamala Harris. He worked to defeat Trump. He was taking a victory lap in October 31st, 2024, because he thought they were going to win.
Not that long ago.
No, and he was already thanking all the Never Trump Republicans he was working with for standing with him. This is a guy who specializes in PAC dark money ads, and he worked to elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. The PAC he works for, again, not me, not a rumor, the state newspaper, the Invest in Tomorrow PAC, its primary funder, Google it if you don't believe me, donated $11 million to Kamala Harris in 2024. They are Democrats. They're Democrats. But what really shapes me is the fact, you know, Lee, if they were, at least if they were being honest, like I said, if they're being honest and saying, well, you know, we believe in global warming, we believe in climate change, we think that billions of dollars should go to Democrat NGOs and nonprofits and, you know, to build, I don't know, charging stations and then disappear. We believe that. We want, you know, funding for climate change, and Ralph Norman blocked our funding. And we're big mad. If they said that, I wouldn't be as angry, because I'd be like, okay, you're telling the truth, right? But to lie like they are, pretending, this is what really gets me, pretending to be Republicans in these ads.
Well, you ought to be used to that in South Carolina.
Well, pretending to be Republicans outraged that Matt Ralph Norman is allegedly not sufficiently loyal to Trump. And that's their whole pitch. He's not loyal to Trump. And even the state newspaper, Lee, points out that, hey, you know, it's weird. They don't even mention climate issues in their ads. Mm-hmm. The Invest in Tomorrow Coalition, a renewable energy-backed political group, committed to spend $1 million to defeat Norman in a news release August 14th, as I told you. The Political Action Committee's ad does not mention renewable energy. Here's the lie, and claims Norman is not sufficiently supported by Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Oh, you mean the guy that the head of the PAC was trying to defeat 2 years ago? That guy?
Yeah, that guy.
I just wish somebody, if I could have 5 minutes with Trump right now, like I'd sit down and lay this out for him and be like, you know, do you really want to do that rally in Myrtle Beach? Do you really want to do that? But again, I'm going to throw the gauntlet down. My challenge to Darlene Graham, these are Democrats. The facts that I have laid out here are indisputable. They are in the state newspaper. So you got a right-wing source, me. You got a left-wing source. You got the source of them. Heck, Lee, you saw this. They called him up and asked him, hey, are you funding the campaign against Ralph Norman? He's like, why, yes, we are. Quote, we've repeatedly made clear there is now a cost to standing in the way of the American clean energy industry, namely wind and solar, Lee.
Yeah.
We're not so much interested in Darlene Graham's politics as we are Ralph Norman's.
Which the wind and solar today, right outside the window, let's see, it's cloudy and the wind's not blowing. So
yeah, so you
neither
know.
Neither of which would be much benefit today.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't be on the air. You know what I mean? Because like, yeah, there wouldn't be enough energy if this guy had his way. But the, you know what these are? This is the Green New Deal stuff, okay? So when they're saying, Norman betrayed Trump, what are they talking about? Well, here's Matsy, the Democrat, explaining why they're mad at Norman. In the state newspaper, Norman pushed to phase out renewable energy tax credits faster through the One Big Beautiful Bill, a massive federal tax and spending bill passed in July 2025. Okay. Well, what happened? Well, he betrayed Trump. No, he didn't. He voted for it. Mm-hmm. After he got the credits taken out. Now, what he really did, Lee, if you want to really get down to it, he gave Donald Trump cover, mm-hmm, to be able to go to the Republican leadership and go, no, we can't have this in here. Sorry, I don't have the votes to pass it.
Yeah.
Which Trump did. And the irony of this is that Norman and Trump are on the same side as this, because Trump has now been going through and canceling all these federal reimbursement programs for what? Solar and wind. He says it's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. And I agree with him. Mm-hmm. So Norman and Trump are on the same side of this. Norman just helped Trump do what he wanted to do anyway, which is strip him out, like going to war with the Republicans. And And Darlene Graham is on the other side. I guess, I don't know, maybe she doesn't know what side she's on. She doesn't seem to know much of anything. But somebody's talking to these Democrats. Somebody is. They're back channeling this. They know they're getting a Democrat. Do you honestly think Democrat donors would pump $1 million into electing Darlene Graham if they thought, say, she'd be a vote against amnesty? I don't think so.
No.
Do you think that they would pump $1 million into Darlene Graham if they really believe long term she's going to vote for the SAVE Act? Because, I mean, you know, you'd be for the SAVE Act all you want right now. Doesn't matter, because guess what? It's not coming up for a vote. You know, well,
that's a good point, because now she quickly apparently signed on to the Save America Act in the Senate. But as you say, since it's never going to come up for a vote, that sort of gives you cover there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Thanks, John Thune.
Well, so all of that. But I mean, look, I've never seen Democrats openly spend this amount of money for a candidate to get them elected in a Republican primary. And what scares me to death is that I see some of these comments and then I go and I look, where are you in South Carolina? Again, it's not here. It's not in the upstate. And they are big mad and they are repeating the Democrat talking points and they have no idea they got hosed by Democrats. And that's the thing. See, if it was me and Democrat, you know, I don't like a Democrat. I mean, this may come as a surprise to you, but I do not like Democrats. Okay. And if Democrats were in a Republican primary that I was running in lying to Republican voters on my behalf, I'd be horrified.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd be calling them out. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get between me and a phone and the internet, because I'm going to call them down, tell them to go to pound sand. You know what I mean? They would tell them where they can go. But she's apparently fine with them lying to her. And that's what this is. These are lies. Well, Norman's not sufficiently loyal to Trump. Well, you aren't either, honey. You tried to defeat him when you were backing Kamala Harris and then Joe Biden before that. You're not sufficiently loyal to Trump. I'm telling you, his little blue hair is out in Hilton Head. Oh, no, I saw an ad. He's not here. Who sent it? I don't know. She's going to be a Democrat, folks. She's going to be a Democrat, and she is going to make Lindsey Graham look like Strom Thurmond. You're going to rue the day. You're going to wish for Lindsey Graham back. You are going to, because you are going to just absolutely be like, wow, those were the good old days. They know she's a Democrat. And they don't care what the partisan label is on this woman. They don't care, because they know how she'll vote, because they've already been back channel told. And that is why she won't condemn them. That is why she lets them lie to South Carolina voters. And that is why she will not acknowledge this. And I don't, you know what? I don't believe her. I don't believe her when she says, I didn't know. I had no idea the Democrats are supporting me. How weird.
I'm not sure what Democratic pack he's talking about. I haven't even seen the ad, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Honey, if you want to find out, let me help. I'm here to help. The headline in the state newspaper is political groups spend millions on SC's GOP U.S. Senate runoff. Where is the money going? So look it up. Read. Find out who's funding your campaign.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX, because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
And this is Friday. You know what that means? 800-905-0989 is the Ingalls Markets call-in line. 800-905-0989. It's also the text line. So I also try to do a better job in the last 40 minutes of show on Friday of following the text line as well and reading your comments if you can't call in. But all the topics of the week that was are back on the table. Texter writes in the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, I still remember one of my high school teachers saying, ignorance is bliss. It may be bliss, Miss Nordone, but it's not an excuse. Another texter writes here, why is Norman not wearing out the streets in Ori, Beaufort, Charleston area, spreading the truth of his career in politics as well as pointing out the lies being directed toward him? He does not need to hang around the upstate. He needs low country and coastal support enough to get him over. Texter writes, I am hoping that enough people are listening to you and others on the station and realize that not only is that woman not qualified, she is, pardon my expression, dumb as a box of rocks. Or smart as a fox, playing dumb as a box of rocks. Oh my, that rhymed. That was almost Seussian. Texter writes, Dara, we are approaching critical mass with the DNC, the DSA, that's the Democrat Socialists of America, and the Islamic insurrection in this country. I, for one, am arming up and preparing to defend our freedom. Well, I mean, that's good. You should always be prepared to defend your freedom, as the founders thought. But the best thing to do right now is five, the number five. You need to find five people, take them to the polls with you. Or send them to the polls if they're out on the coast. Who do you know? Think about it. I bet you know people. Anybody you can message who you know is a big Republican or conservative. Anybody you can. And if you're thinking, well, how do I prove all this? But just go on my Facebook page. Go on, my Twitter feed. You can even get the article in the state newspaper that says who's funding the attacks on her behalf. It's the Democrats, folks. You know what really chafes me, too? We would never get away with this. Like, no, if we're like, hey, you know what? We're going to start funding conservatives running as Democrats in Democrat primaries, right? Because I'm going to vote for the conservative. I don't care what their party label is, right? That's the tack they're taking here with Darlene Graham. They know she's a Democrat. They know Annie Andrews isn't going to win now that Mark Lynch, didn't defeat Lindsey Graham. So they're switching tacks. It's like, well, we'll get the most Democrat person we can find. That's Darlene Graham. That's why they spent $1 million on her. And folks, I'm here to tell you on the flip side, because I've been negative about her, but I want to be positive for a minute. We defeat this machine because we started defeating this machine in the last election, okay? When you look at the AG position, probably the most critical in the state. It is the launching pad for power. This same Graham machine tried to run David Pascoe in partnership with Dick Harpootlian. They did. This is why Henry McMaster, Pam Evett, Lindsey Graham, who was living then, Tim Scott didn't say a thing about Pascoe being a Democrat, didn't warn you. Trump had to do it on Truth Social with two posts. Why? They all have the same consultants. They're all in league. They work with the Democrats to give them power they don't have to turn over. Democrats know that. In fact, I suspect $1 million they're spending on Graham trying to get her elected is actually payback for the Republican, and I use Republican in air quotes, leadership allowing Jim Clyburn to keep the Democrat Senate seat, House seat, excuse me. In other words, I bet the backroom deal involves that seat. It's an incredibly valuable thing. You think the Democrats won't pay $1 million for it? $1 million to keep a congressional seat that the Supreme Court ruled unconstitutional, violates the civil rights of Republican voters? You bet they'd pay $1 million for that. Don't be surprised if the deal wasn't, hey, we're going to ensure that Clyburn keeps that seat for the 2-year term, but you're going to turn around and pump $1 million into electing Darlene Graham. Do not be surprised by that, folks. I knew they were closing ranks when, again, Henry McMaster, Pam Evett, Lindsey Graham, Tim Scott, all of those people were not screaming bloody murder about David Pascoe running for AG. A guy on video whooping people up to support Joe Biden and bragging about how he went, got his own money on a plane, flew to Ohio, went door to door for the Democrats in sub-zero weather. I think it was Ohio. I want to say it was Ohio. Don't quote me on that. But you heard the video. I mean, you heard the audio. I interviewed a guy. I was a Democrat. Yes, you still are. That's why Dick Harpootlian is running you and why the Republicans in this state are saying no. So this is their biggest attempted score ever. They can get a Democrat in a Senate seat with Republican votes. They can wreck this state. You know what comes next, don't you? We saw it in Alaska. Ranked choice voting comes next. Because Alaska's really red, really conservative place, right? So Lisa Murkowski gets appointed when her dad dies. Wait, have we seen this story before? And in order to hold her seat, being a Democrat, which she is, she votes with Democrats half the time. As a Republican, what does she do? She introduces ranked choice voting. Do not be surprised if that's how they punish us after this. Because what? Who held a fundraiser for? Headlined it. Lisa Murkowski. Who, again, votes with Republicans around 50% of the time. She is the most liberal Republican senator, I put a Republican air quotes, in the entire Senate. Do not be surprised if they say, we're not putting up with this station. We're not putting up with the upstate. We're not putting up with these people getting uppity and rebelling against the idea of running Democrats openly in our primaries. So what we're going to do is we're going to change the voting in South Carolina to ensure these Democrats can continue to win under the Republican label, just as Murkowski does. Do not be surprised. However, we win this thing. We win the second election in a row because we defeated Pasco and we sent an AG from the upstate. They're scared. That's why they got pissy. That ivermectin bill that we would have been able to buy it over the counter had passed. That was Freedom Caucus all the way doing that. Davey Hyatt punished us here in the upstate by chunking that bill. It already passed. It just needed to be voted back to committee. He killed it. Why? It's punishment. So let me tell you what. She wins. The punishment's going to be brutal. They are not going to let us get this close again. They are not going to. I mean, folks, they had it all set up. All set up. I mean, Pam Evett was going to be the governor. She was going to appoint McDisaster Jr. so that he would be the lieutenant governor. Folks, they were going to have 16, 20 years of control. This place would be purple by then. And we kicked their butt. We didn't end the machine. And I told you that. But man, we took a hammer and struck a blow. This will end the machine. For all practical purposes, shattering it into 1,000 pieces. So this is about so much more than Darlene Graham, folks. But on the other hand, we win this seat. We show you can send a conservative to the Senate who has almost no funding from special interest groups or Democrats. He has no funding from Democrats. We show them we can do that. You are going to see an exceptionally well-behaved governor, legislative leaders, all of them. You know why? They're going to be scared to death. No more naming highways after Obama. No more resolutions honoring Kamala Harris for her amazing contributions to America on her book tour in South Carolina. No more, hey, we're not going to give anybody a break from the gas tax. In fact, we could probably start to get rid of the gas tax. That's what fear buys you. Fear of voters. They need to have it. Your choice. It could go either way here. But I'm here to tell you, in the next 6 years, if she wins, there will be a vote, one of critical significance to the future of the Republic, where it comes down to one vote, she's going to vote with that. I guarantee you. And I don't want to hear it when she does. I don't want to hear it from people who didn't go to the polls. So you go take five of your friends, family members, I don't care who they are, to go vote for Ralph Norman. That is what you need to do today. Voting closes at 5. No voting on Monday. And then the election is on Tuesday. You can vote on Tuesday as well.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
If you're the type of person who wants data not assumptions. Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
And now this, the FBI says it foiled an alleged terror plot in New York, arresting 35-year-old Albany resident Jessica Bowie, accused of supporting ISIS and plotting an attack on the state capitol. Federal authorities say she photographed the building, bought supplies at a hardware store, and planned to hide an explosive device inside a DoorDash delivery bag. But investigators say her alleged plans went even further. Listen to this.
Miss Bowie didn't just want to kill lawmakers. She wanted a complete disruption of our government. And after that, she planned to flee the country and one day come back to, quote, do more, such as New Year's Eve in Times Square, even stating she would come back to attack the White House and the president, but only after she bombed the state capitol.
When you get down into the details of these allegations, they are just stunning. Look at this in the New York Post, which says, quote, she also discussed her belief that jihad is an obligation and recorded herself reciting a pledge of allegiance to ISIS. Bowie chillingly admitted that she went from a little girl waving an American flag after 9/11 to now having stickers of the falling towers. Jason, you know, next month, we're going to be recognizing the 25th anniversary of the attack on 9/11.
So see the photos, if you haven't seen them already, of Jessica Bowie shopping in a full-on burqa. Not a hijab, where you can actually see your face, just not your hair, a full burqa. She's 35. Now, this woman is a registered Democrat, so we're clear that's her political history. That got left out in the mainstream media. You think that'd get left out if it was one of us? You know what happened to her? She went nuts. She's nuts. Like 50% of liberal women under 30. New data from Pew Research. I love tracking this. Something's up with this. 50% of liberal women under the age of 30 say they have a mental health condition. Now, this isn't, hey, I just kind of feel down sometimes. The question is this: has a doctor or healthcare provider ever told you you have a mental health condition? They've been asking it every year since 2020. So this is not, do you feel you're mental? It's, you know, have you been diagnosed? 50% of liberal women under the age of 30. What is it for conservatives under 30? It's 20% for women and 15% for men. So that's a massive difference. This is the party of the mentally ill. And this is why you're starting to see these Democrat candidates, when they're running, like the DSA chick running in Wisconsin, openly come out and say, yeah, you know, I had a mental breakdown. I had to, you know, I'm bipolar. I had to be hospitalized in a mental hospital. Normally, that is not a thing you would mention on the campaign trail, right? Like, you wouldn't want anybody to know. It would be disqualifying, but not anymore. It's qualifying. Because half of liberal women are like, ah, yeah, me too. I'm not. So cool. Folks, this is a problem. I don't know what's making these women nuts, but they're nuts. They are true and legitimately nuts. Texter writes, no, but they were taught that in college. Another texter writes, proof positive that Islamists are not enamored with the libs who prop them up. Now, the texter writes, Tara Smart Money says she's also DSA, Democrat Socialist of America. Another texter writes, Tara, I keep hammering away against ranked choice voting. There's a group in South Carolina actively pushing for it. Oh, you're going to see it. You're going to see it. If they win, Darlene Graham wins, they're going to make sure we never have this problem again. You know, with conservatives allowed to vote in primaries and actually making decisions. And telling them what to do, because we've never been able to tell them what to do. And let me tell you what, they are chafed as heck right now. Because Pam Evett was going to be the heir apparent and she didn't make it. You know what else they're chafed about? Oh, they're chafed about all of it. She knows Henry McMaster did not endorse Darlene Graham. Do you know why? Because of the poll that came out from Elon. The poll that came out. He was at 5%. Yeah, Evett was at 9% in that poll. And that poll was, you know, when they were throwing people out, you know, people's names out to see who, you know, who should run for Senate. He can't endorse her. He's so toxic. He'll hurt her. They're not going to put up with that long term. They had a plan. Mick Disaster Jr. was, it was going to be 20 years of Rhino. And folks, I'm telling you, these people all share the same consultants, the Democrats, Republicans. They're not Republicans. These people would run as Democrats if they lived in another state, but they have the misfortune to be stuck here with us. And it's gotten just completely out of control in the state. And the reason is because Lindsey Graham served 24 years in the Senate. And he built one heck of a machine. And they got so good at running this state. The data said, you know, we're not even going to have conservatives. We're not even going to have Freedom Caucus members. That's what this machine is. And in a weird way, I have a little pity for Darlene Graham. Just a little, not much. Because she is being so used by these people. I mean, what are they? Well, they're Lindsey Graham staffers. They have an incredible amount of power on the Hill. They have access to all the donors, yes. But they are also the cabal that runs politics in this state. They are a network of donors, staffers, hangers-on, and consultants. And they go back and forth between staffer and consultant, work the campaign, then run the polling company. Your polling company gets hired by all the other Democrats who have to run as Republicans because they live in South Carolina and it sucks for them. And they all run together. That is why you never heard from McMaster, Evett, Tim Scott, Lindsey Graham, any of them about Pasco being a Democrat. Don't vote for him. They all have the same consultants. They run the same circles. They're uniparty. And this is one of the few red states still under the control, which is remarkable because this is such a red state. But you could put an end to it by going to the polls. And let me tell you, it's going to be a better day when it's over. There's going to be a lot of people in our legislature who will be much better behaved. You're going to get a completely different governorship with different priorities, our priorities. When you know what our priorities are, what our agenda is freedom and the economic prosperity that always comes with freedom. I want South Carolina, and it should be, given the makeup of the voters here, which, by the way, is more conservative than Florida. By ideology. Not a lot, but more. Florida is the free state of Florida. The politicians of Florida call it that. Do our politicians call us that? No, but we could be. We could be so free, and it starts with this election. We dealt them a blow in the last one. Let's finish them off on Tuesday or today. You can vote till 5. All right, folks, you got to 5 p.m. today. Then early voting ends. I need you to do this for me, okay? Find 5 people. Make that your goal today. 5 people. Think, who do you know? Who on your Facebook page? Maybe it's a Facebook friend, colleague. Maybe you got family that doesn't live here in the upstate. Maybe you do. You need to take 5 people with you to the polls or send them if they live somewhere in the state of South Carolina. Folks, this is a once in a generation chance to break the back of this machine, because what will happen if she loses, it'll scatter. That's why they're fighting so hard. And again, it's a network of longtime Graham staffers, very powerful people, and the donors that support them that have not only run the Graham empire inside the Senate, but they've very much controlled this state down to the precinct level. And their superpower is open primaries so the Democrats can vote. And by the way, and I brought this to you yesterday, I forgot to mention it again, we're now seeing Democrat state legislators out there telling Democrats to go vote in this primary. They want to vote for Darlene Graham. They all know. They know. Why are they doing that? Because they understand that Republicans don't have to share power in this state, but they choose to. And we can end that. We don't need any of that. And I'm here to tell you, a day's going to come in the future, in the next 6 years, because so many of these votes now in the Senate are razor's edge. And it doesn't even matter what party controls the Senate, really. It's been razor's edge since Joe Biden won, and that was Democrat control. Even under Republican control right now, it's razor's edge. We can't get anything done. It's always by one or two votes. Well, let me tell you what. A vote will come, and I will say to you, thank God you went to the polls and voted for Ralph Norman, because he's going to vote with us. That's what his record is. When you have a 98% CPAC rating, lifetime, and 100% for 2024, 100%. I mean, that is the gold standard. He's going to be there with us. And it's going to pass 51-49, and you're going to say, thank God. You send her, it's going to be something of critical importance to this republic because of the razor's edge this Senate's on. It's been on for years. And we're going to be screaming and yelling, how could it happen? Well, you could stop it. You can stop it right now by going to the polls and taking everyone you know. Have a great weekend.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.